My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Welcome back to the Carson Anderson Program. Gator with you today, along with Jeff Rieger, who's in for Doug. Kang's behind the glass. Got Kenny working the phones. Evan's lurking. Lots going on. Injuries in the Lions front last night at the practice they had, or yesterday evening anyway. Ennis Rakestraw, the rookie cornerback, has a little setback with an ankle. Terrion Arnold, the rookie cornerback, has an upper body injury. And then Jahmyr Gibbs has a hamstring injury. We don't know the extent of any of those injuries. I suspect that we might hear something more about that tomorrow from the Lions PR, though it doesn't look like Dan Campbell speaking again for the rest of the week, but somebody's going to say something about it and just give an update, and we'll see where they're at. But it was interesting that, you know, yesterday Dan Campbell come out and he basically said, look, we're not sure if we're going to, you know, play guys on Saturday in the game or not, you know, the starters. It really kind of depends on the practice, the practices that they have during the week. If it makes them feel confident that we don't need to give these guys extra time in a game situation, great. And Jeff, you brought the point, maybe you think that he was just saying that to light a fire into the guys, and you couple that with a comment he had about the wide receiver. We need to find a wide receiver. It needs
we're
to be a
dying for somebody, yeah, to
there's a sense of urgency
that
there.
Spot.
Yeah, and listed a bunch of names there, and they do have a bunch of names of guys that are going to be competing for it, and none of them really went to grab that brass ring last Thursday when they played the Giants.
Gator, I got some ticket texts for you. We can hit the calls as well, but here's what people are saying, all right? My confidence has not changed. I expect to be in the Super Bowl. I made four $25 parlay bets on the Lions to be in the Super Bowl yesterday. Good deal.
You made four parlay bets for them to be in. I'm not sure.
He put the rest of his bets on there, but I didn't care to give them to you guys. Gotcha. But the point was, he put them like Lions versus Bengals, Lions versus Chiefs, Lions versus Bills, you know. So he's got them, no matter what, he's got the Lions in the Super Bowl.
Gotcha. That's a decent way to spend $100, I feel. Get you to football season. Here's another one.
Yeah. You're hedging your bet there.
Yeah. I mean,
as long as the Lions make it.
That's the basic thing, is you want you're hoping for that to happen.
Yes.
Here's another one. Rieger always reads differently in the coach's comments. I took Campbell's comments the opposite. He's calling out complacency and focusing on what he needs. Well, I don't disagree with that, and I think we said that. I'm just saying, is it fair to assume by the comments he's given us, and all you can do is read between the lines, is it fair to assume that so far he's a little underwhelmed by what he's seen from his team at camp? That's all. That doesn't change anything.
No, and I think in particular, it is the wide receiver. This is the number one position that we've all talked about since the end of last season. And going into free agency, that we thought the Lions were going to address, maybe needed to address in varying degrees and how much they needed to address it. I mean, first and foremost, you needed Jameson Williams to step up his game. And it seems by all accounts, that's exactly what has happened. You know, St. Brown is going to be a stud. Khalif Raymond is kind of a role player on this team, but right now kind of penciling in as that third guy, but love when he's got the ball in his hands. But the question was always, Do they need more? When you looked at the draft in the first round of the draft before it unfolded the way it unfolded, you know, a lot of people were saying with that, that when were they originally scheduled to draft, like 28th in the league or whatever it was. And people were like, well, you know, do we need to look at Keon Coleman? Do we need to look at one of these other receivers that are out there because you wanted to add to that room? And it was legitimate conversation that we would have as fans and in the media and talk about it. And then, you know, the draft unfolds the way it did with all the offensive players going early. And then, hey, there's Terry and Arnold. Go get them. And they did. I love it. But they still didn't really address it in the offseason when it came to free agency. And now you're going into training camp and you're talking about that third receiver and you're still looking at a group of Donovan Peoples-Jones, Tre'Quan Smith, Darius Fountain, Caden Davis, Isaiah Williams. You know, Raymond's going to make the team because of returns regardless. But so it's the other guys. Somebody has to step up and emerge from that group. And nobody played spectacularly. Did anybody play even above average in that game against the Giants?
But that's what I'm getting at, though. That's why I say what I say. I remember last year when they had the joint practices. Last year, remember the first time, who did they play, my goodness, in the joint practices last year?
Jacksonville?
I think it was Jacksonville. I can't remember specifically, but I remember the first joint practice, Dan Campbell called his guys out. He said, I was underwhelmed, and by all accounts, the beat writers are like, the Lions got owned, and they didn't come to play. And then the next day, they kicked their ass. This is something similar. I don't think, just because I think Campbell might be underwhelmed with what he's seen, it doesn't mean he's going to be continued to be underwhelmed. Like, I think they're going to win the division, without a doubt. But right now, when we're forced to just take in everything we're told, I get people that might have lost a smidge of confidence.
Yeah, and you're always looking to add to the roster if you can. And if he's already put it out there, and again, it's don't miss it. When he speaks, it's with intention.
Oh yeah, God yes.
So when he's talking about he's dying to see somebody else emerge, it's putting all those players in the spotlight. Do something, or we're going to go outside the organization. You know, they're always going to be looking anyway. To add somebody, whether it's through trade or the waiver wire, or looking at free agents that haven't signed yet. Colton Pouncey, The Athletic, had yesterday. He put out a depth chart, his mock depth chart, if you will, for the 53-man roster based on what happened after the first preseason game. And among the receivers listed, I probably came out an hour too soon because Antoine Green had the injury, but Antoine Green's on the list. But the last thing it said in his paragraph about it is that interesting to note that it might be that the third receiver on this team is not on the roster right now. And I kind of agree. I could see how that happens. I don't know if I would say, oh, I'm leaning towards that was it's how it's going to go. But I could absolutely see how that happens because there isn't anybody that has emerged here. And there are still options out there if they wanted to go get somebody from another team. I mean, Kang, we saw that Juju Smith-Schuster got released. There's still Michael Thomas, who was a free agent.
You guys brought up the Thomas. And by the way, if you Google Michael Thomas, every media from every team is begging their team to go out and get him. He's 6'3". Obviously, he hasn't been great since like 2019. But
he doesn't. Here's the thing with Michael Thomas. He doesn't have to be Michael Thomas from 2019 when he was catching 130 passes a season and for 1,300 yards or whatever. He doesn't have to be that. He has to be Josh Reynolds. I mean, is that setting the bar too low?
Well, the question is, can he even be Josh Reynolds at this point in his career, right?
Very low risk, right?
No, and every beat writer's writing about him because, you know, he's a name that has done something in this league that fans know about. So, and any team that needs a receiver, why not look at Michael Thomas, you would think? But then also you got to look at why hasn't any team signed Michael Thomas, right? I think the quote with Dan Campbell on the receiver is, I want to ask you guys is, is this just a motivating thing that Dan Campbell does, or is there a legit concern there where, hey, we don't have a third wideout?
I think it's both. I think this was the storyline going into the season, right? And by the way, it's great considering you don't have more pressing things to worry about. You're just worried about, oh, who's our third receiver? But I think it's both. They don't have one. They haven't really focused on getting one. And now Dan Campbell was hoping one of these guys would step up. And they're not. So he's calling them out. And hopefully in the second game, they will.
God help me. I'm agreeing with Jeff Rieger again here. But I think
it's... I've matured.
I think it's more trying to light a fire on these guys because they need someone to emerge. if they don't find somebody here, they are going to have to look elsewhere. That's the way I'm looking at it. We've got Juan on hold. We've got other people that are calling in as well. 248-539-9797. More of your ticket texts as we continue talking about the Lions. Got some injuries they're going through right now. Your confidence level in this team, has it wavered at all over the last couple weeks since training camp started? And what about this wide receiver situation they have? They're dying to improve that situation. Do you agree with that? And how do you want to see them address it? We'll discuss it next year. 97.1, The Ticket.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.